702.
What's going viral with Kabazela?
What's gone viral with Jonathan Kabazela Fairbairn is brought to you by Vodacom Red. A very good morning to you, Kabazela.
A very good morning to you, Bele.
All right, let's start with your first one here as we look at viral content making its way on social media, on the internet, that sort of thing. The internet laughs at our best avoidant tendencies. Ooh, what do you mean by this?
Yeah, so if you work in HR or you're a manager or the boss of the place where you work, you might from time to time get a text from your employees saying, due to personal reasons, I can't make it, blah, 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 blah. And sometimes those personal reasons may be legitimate and very, very truthful. Yeah. And other times you look at it and you're like, yeah, right, okay, pull the other one. So this guy has taken to the internet and he creates memes. And he kick-started this conversation asking for people to come up with the most bizarre due to personal reasons one.
Okay.
And he kick-started it off by saying, due to personal reasons, I will be passing away.
What?
Really, really bizarre. And then, and then all these other tweets just started following and following and following. And some of them are really bizarre and funny. So if you are in that industry where you're the manager, the boss, or whoever it may be, HR, what is the most bizarre due to personal reasons message you have received?
So if you're looking after people and you've had to receive these excuses, I mean, this is rather like the dog ate my homework kind of thing, right?
Yes.
So what's the best due to personal reasons excuse you've ever heard of, you can think of, that people, and I want real examples, I want things that people have really tried to pull off, as excuses for not doing something they were supposed to, not attending a meeting, that sort of thing. Traffic, I'm stuck in traffic is probably one. Meantime, Aki hasn't told us that there's a, blockage somewhere, a bottleneck of traffic anywhere, and people will say, oh no, I was in so much traffic. That's one that I've heard.
A popular one, I'm sure.
We've had actually employees phone us and say, did you have a traffic accident at this intersection because somebody
employees.
Was lying?
Oh, yeah, yes. Yeah.
So I said, look, you can listen to the podcast. The information is up there, but they check sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely. So don't try that one. One excuse I've heard is that I was stopped because I had traffic fines. So I had to deal with my traffic fines. That's
which
an
is,
excuse.
Which is plausible.
And how do you deal with that, right? All right, we'll take your calls. What is the best due to personal reason excuse you've ever heard? All right, talk to me about these two snake videos.
Oh, gosh, these are makes the hair on my body stand up. So one was in Mpumalanga on a golf course where we've kind of seen it before. A python has taken a small little antelope or buck and is wrapping itself around it.
We've just kind of seen it
well,
before.
We live in Africa, these things are not foreign to us. But then the other video is, it looks like it's in the US, and this guy is now filming a lamppost, and it's, you get those wooden poles next to them where it's electricity poles and all
that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you see this thing hanging down, and then you give it a double take, and it's a freaking snake that is now come down from the top of this pole, all right, and it grabs this bird, this massive, massive bird by its head. And then it starts coiling itself up and it brings this bird up, and it's something out of a horror movie. It's really, really freaky to see. But the funniest thing is you got to hear the guy narrating and saying, he's like, hey, mom, you got to come and see, mom. And there's a few choice words as well with the F word. But, he obviously was freaked out about it. But to see the video is another thing, but to hear the guy narrating it, is really, really funny.
Poor bird, it didn't make it out alive, did it?
No, unfortunately not.
Oh, all right. The greatest penalty shot ever.
Yeah, this is really, really cool if you are into football. So it's a casual league game that's taking place, I think, in the UK. And the guy lines up for his penalty shot and he takes a huge whack at the ball. It hits the top of the crossbar. And then obviously the players are like, oh, damn, we didn't score. And the ball goes all the way up. Now the goalkeeper is busy looking around. He doesn't know where the ball is. It comes back down and then it spins because obviously the spin from hitting the crossbar.
Yeah.
And it spins back into the goal.
And is allowed as a goal.
And it's allowed as a goal. And, it's really, really, unbelievable and cool to see.
And so, the goalkeeper couldn't see where the ball had gone.
He was baffled. He was like, okay, it's gone. And it's disappeared. And then it bounces right next to him and boom, into the goal.
Can't wait to see that one. It adds new meaning to always keep your eye on the ball. All right. That's what's going viral with Jonathan Kabazela Fairbairn. I want to take your calls on the best personal reason excuse you can think of.
2019 is my year, and I expect everyone to keep up.
For those who expect more, Vodacom say challenge accepted. Vodacom Red offers you exclusive benefits like sharing your data with up to 6 people or up to 50% off Emirates flights. And if that's not your expectation, we will throw in prioritized service, unlimited minutes, and up to 50 gigs data a month. Search Vodacom/Red, the flagship plans on SA's best network that keeps up with you. T's and C's apply. The future is exciting. Ready? Vodacom.